The news is now read by Brian Jennings.
Industrial action by members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association at Aer Lingus is underway. An indefinite work to rule began at midnight as part of a pay dispute. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
IALPA and Aer Lingus management attended separate meetings at the Labour Court yesterday in a bid to resolve this dispute, but the court advised both parties that it would not be intervening at this time and would review the matter in July. Since midnight, an indefinite work to rule has been underway, with IALPA members at Aer Lingus refusing to work overtime or other out-of-hours duties. They're also refusing to log on to Aer Lingus online portals or answer work phone calls outside of work hours. The airline has so far cancelled 270 flights because of the work to rule and an 8-hour strike planned for Saturday. Aer Lingus has warned that further last-minute disruptions are likely over the coming days due to the nature of the industrial action.
The Psychiatric Nurses Association has given the Health Service Executive 3 weeks' notice of commencement of industrial action over its recruitment embargo introduced last November. In a statement, the HSE said that despite the recruitment pause, the number of psychiatric nurses employed by the HSE increased in the first 3 months since the hiring freeze. The HSE added it recently met the PNA and will continue to engage with them. Ethna Dodd reports.
The Psychiatric Nurses Association has a membership of around 6,500 people. Over the last 3 weeks, 96% of them voted in favour of industrial action over the Health Service Executive's recruitment embargo, introduced last November. The PNA say their nurses are in an impossible position in delivering mental health services, and that this industrial action is not about pay, but about patient care. According to the union's latest census of vacancies in the mental health sector, there are more than 725 psychiatric nurse vacancies across the country.
The NUJ has said it is not convinced that the 5-year plan announced by RT management will solve the broadcasters' problems. SIPTU has said that the proposals, if implemented, would lead to inferior working conditions. RT's Director General Kevin Backhurst said the workforce would be reduced by 400 and that production of The Late Late Show and Fair City would be moved off-site as part of a 5-year strategy. The broadcaster also plans to make the independent production sector more central to its output. Carla O'Brien reports.
One day on from the announcement of RTE's 5-year plan, and unions are digesting what's in the detail. In an initial response, Seamus Dooley, Irish Secretary of the NUJ, said none of the proposed changes had any relevance to the problems facing RTE. The NUJ said the plan would present many challenges for staff at the broadcaster and must be subject to intense scrutiny and negotiation. The SIPTU industrial organiser Martin Mannion said the proposed changes would lead to inferior working conditions for people currently working on programmes that could be moved off-site. He said he also believed that SIPTU members will bear the brunt of the reduction in staff numbers and RTE. The co-chair of the RTE trade union group, Emma O'Kelly, said there was some anger at the difficulty of getting information. She said the Director General, Kevin Backhurst, disagreed with the union's use of the word outsourcing, but said RTE is exploring Fair City and The Late Late Show being made by independent production companies.
The WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been freed by a court in Saipan after pleading guilty to violating US espionage law. He is now on a flight home to Australia. Mr. Assange admitted to one count of conspiracy to obtain and disseminate national defence information under a deal struck with US authorities. The case relates to WikiLeaks' mass release of US documents relating to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was released because of time served in prison. The new Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, deputy leader of Fianna Fáil, will be formally appointed this afternoon. The Dublin West TD will succeed Michael McGrath, who has been nominated as Ireland's next European Commissioner. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The elevation of Jack Chambers to one of the top posts in government will take place in the Dáil later. After a vote, he will then receive his seal of office from President Michael D. Higgins at Áras an Uachtaráin. The new finance minister will have to quickly immerse himself in the fine detail of his job as he has to craft and deliver a pre-election budget in just over 3 months. his replacement in the super junior ministerial role, which allows a Minister of State to attend cabinet meetings, is also set to be announced shortly. Some of those linked with that position include Dara Cleary, Thomas Byrne, Mary Butler and James Brown. While the outgoing Finance Minister Michael McGrath will watch proceedings unfold from the backbenches as he begins the work of securing a prominent economic post in the European Commission.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Any mist patches will give way to sunny spells this morning. It'll become overcast across the western half of the country this afternoon, and there'll be showers. Showery outbreaks of rain will push eastwards over the country this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 20 to 23 degrees.